In 2007, a con was unearthed that would stun the music world.
He said that they weren't fakes. He strongly denied that. They were all 100% Joyce Hatto.
It was a hoax, masterminded by a small-time record producer and his wife, from an unremarkable town in Hertfordshire.
Because the plane was so beautiful, I just felt it was... I didn't want to lose it, and that's how it started.
This was a fraud born out of passion and ambition. A fraud so clever, it left the music establishment questioning everything they thought they knew.
What really made me smell a rat was the C above middle C was out of tune.
In 2003, a new recording star, Joyce Hatto, came to the attention of the leading classical music critics. Industry insiders were astounded. Joyce Hatto had not played in public since her last concert in 1976. She would now be well into her 70s. Whispers on the music grapevine began. And now this woman in her 70s was turning out CDs from virtually every major composer.